Yeah, thanks, Marty. Welcome back to Dryards Park. Last few seconds of this FA Senior Cup second round tie. Bonnygee United 0, Shelbourne 4. So the Premier Division side, they're comfortably on their way into the next stage of the competition. There indeed goes the full-time whistle blown by Oliver Mourne, and it brings an end to what's been a very entertaining FAI Senior Cup contest. Shelbourne showing all their quality and strength in the end. Anthony Gorman to win out 4-1 winners. They had plenty of chances on the night and fully deserving of their victory.
They did, yeah. It was a professional job by Shelbourne, classy at times, especially after the introduction of Moylan. Very slick. I mean, the fourth goal sort of epitomised what Shelbourne were about in the night, where maybe 10-12 passes, eventually worked it down the right hand side, a good cross, a wee flick, you know, followed by a bit of a dummy, and then Dan Carr got the fourth goal. But it was, you know, a night like this, it's not all about the result. You know, the local team, Bonnygee, they put on a brilliant show here tonight. The volunteers, the committee, they put on an excellent pitch. The facilities, first class, the volunteers around the ground made it, you know, easy, accessible, and the car park, everything was first class about what Bonnygee did tonight. You know, so they can be proud of themselves as well. If you look at the performance on the pitch, they were very disciplined defensively. The back five, you know, they kept a good shape about them, restricted Shelbourne really. Like Oisin Carr made a couple of good saves. The only thing that Bonnygee will be disappointed was that they didn't create more in the final third. They didn't have more of a goal in the final third. They had a couple of half chances. Neil Doherty had a good snapshot, and Dino Larkin had a good effort from the edge of the box, but apart from that, they didn't threaten the Shelbourne goal at all.
Yeah, a proud night for the club, no doubt about it, and the players making their way off the pitch towards the dressing rooms, and they're getting a warm round of applause from those supporters who have stayed on to the very finish here. And Shelbourne, credit to them, good performance, and they have gone down to the other end of the pitch to our left as we look down from the stand side here at Dryards Park to applaud the visiting supporters who have been in fine voice down there too, the longer the game went on. And you know what, Anthony, at half time as well, you mentioned about the volunteers and the real community effort behind this big occasion tonight. At half time, even down in the club rooms, you know, there was tea for everybody, a fantastic effort. I know that they're only wee small things, but they all add up and make the difference, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And coming in, you're seeing faces that you've seen for years, coming here as a schoolboy player, and some lads you would have played against. I've seen the two Kelly brothers, John and Michael, and Barney O'Donnell and Liam and Jared, and all about. And you know, it's good. It's a good occasion for them as well, and for people like that involved in the club, like, it's a reward for their years and years of dedication, and, you know, out in the rain and working on the pitch. And like Lawrence Gildea's looked after this facility for years, and himself and Eric Funston, that's a credit to them, not only them, but the club and the committee that have put this facility in place. And you know, it's a reward for them. And like, and you know, the league has been under a bit of pressure and gets a bit of crunch of time, and rightly so at times, because of the way that it is. Like, we basically only have three teams in the league, and it's supported by Derry City and Van Harps Reserves, and without the support of the senior clubs, you know, we wouldn't have an Ulster Senior League. So for clubs like Letterkenny and Bonnygee and Carkhill to keep going in such trying circumstances, it's a credit to them, and it came to the fore here tonight at Bonnygee.
Certainly the club that themselves proud on and off the pitch tonight. Well done to everybody involved. The story of the game then, very briefly, Marty. Shelbourne up front in the closing stages of the first half, deep into injury time. In fact, Gourgie, the man that gave them the lead, they doubled their advantage 7 minutes after the restart through Dan Carr. Jack Moylan made it 3-0 on the hour, and then Dan Carr scored his second, and Shelbourne's worth on 70 minutes, so well done to them. They progressed to the quarterfinals. Derry City also through, by the way. They were 2-0 winners against Cork City tonight. My Anthony Gorman for his contribution tonight on co-commentary. From myself, Jeremy Dryards Park, it's finished. Bonnygee United 0, Shelbourne 4.